Have you ever had a really close friend that one day betrayed you? I mean, somebody that you confided into, and yet they turned their back on you? Well, my friend, you know, Jesus knows exactly what that feels like. For he had one that also walked with him for 3 years and then betrayed him.
Thanks for joining us today on Truth and Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
It is good to have you with us here today, and we are in the book of Matthew, chapter 27. I'll begin to read with the third verse. It says, "Then Judas, which had betrayed him," that's Jesus, "when he saw that he was condemned, repented himself and brought again the 30 pieces of silver to the chief priests and elders, saying, 'I have sinned in that I have betrayed the innocent blood.' And they said, 'What is that to us? See thou to that.' And he cast down the pieces of silver in the temple and departed and went and hanged himself." I'd like to talk a little bit about the man who betrayed Jesus. I'm sure most of us have heard of the man by the name of Judas. That is Judas Iscariot, the man who would betray Jesus with a kiss, the man who would turn Jesus over to the religious rulers who would in turn falsely judge and crucify him, the man who seemed to be for Jesus was the one who turned against him. But my friend, don't misunderstand. Jesus knew that. You know, he knows all things, and there's nothing hidden from his sight. My friend, he knows your heart. He knows what you're thinking. He knows your motives. He knows whether you're saved or not. He knows the number of hairs on your head. He knows the brown ones, the blonde ones, the silver ones, the gray ones. He knows everything. In fact, he knows you better than you know yourself. And my beloved, he knew all about Judas, just like he knows all about us right now. He knows the decisions that we'll make tomorrow and the next day and the next day and the next. But although Jesus knew all about Judas, he gave him something. What was that? He gave him an opportunity. That's right. He gave him the opportunity to do what was right anyway. And my friend, Jesus already knows what you'll do before he even asks you, but he gives you the opportunity to do what is right in the sight of God anyway. That's how good God is. You know, this causes me to think about a man by the name of Jonah. Perhaps you've heard about Jonah. He was the minor prophet that God had called to go and preach to those in Nineveh. But Jonah didn't like that. You see, he didn't care for the Ninevites too much. He didn't like them. So what did Jonah do? Well, he ran. That's right. He took off. He bought his own ticket. He said, basically, I'm out of here. And he got on a ship that was sailing to Tarshish. In fact, the Bible says this, "But Jonah rose up to flee unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord and went down to Joppa. And he found a ship going to Tarshish, so he paid the fare thereof." To flee from the presence of the Lord? That's right. And he paid his own fare. It cost him to be out of the will of God. Think about that. My friend, being out of the will of God is going to cost you more than you realize, more than you think. You see, Jonah disobeyed God. Jonah ran. Jonah went the other way. But let me ask you a question. Did that surprise God? The answer is no. Did God know what Jonah would do? Oh, yes, he did. And God knows what you will do also. The Lord sent a big fish, a whale, to get Jonah's attention. I don't know about you, but 3 days in the belly of a whale would get my attention. And God will do what he has to do. And for Jonah, it's 3 days in the belly. But then the Bible says, "And the word of the Lord came unto Jonah the second time." You see, he's a God of second chances. See, he also knew that Jonah repented. He got things right. That's a good thing to do, my friend. You know, I can say this. I'm thankful for the mercy of God.
For more information, visit us online at www.truthandfact.org.